Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Brock, Hunter.
What's happening?
Hey, buddy. 6:44. Obviously, got a busy morning ahead of us. Yeah. Stick around. Your morning dump.
Real quick, I want to talk about that Mountain Dew. You ever...
Oh, yeah. We just our goofy little topic off air that you and I were discussing was Mountain Dew. And I was telling you about how you can make, and you knew, obviously, I think people have probably seen it, but you can make your own Baja Blast by using Blue Powerade and Mountain Dew, and then you mix those together, and then you got delicious Baja Blast.
I think that really works.
I mean, it's worth a shot. It's worth a shot.
I've heard that multiple times.
Yeah.
You know? See, I like the sugar-free Baja Blast from Taco Bell.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the only spot you can get it, right?
I think so. I've never seen it in stores, so it's a specialty thing that they do there.
You know, you're like 1,000 different types of... So I had a Mountain Dew Mystery. It was like an orange kind of... So we popped it open last night. Wife and I didn't drink, you know, just had a couple sips. So I was like, hey, I wonder if we can guess this. What is it? It had like some citrus kind of taste to it. And so we found ourselves a half hour deep into a YouTube video trying to figure out what this mystery flavor of Mountain Dew is, which we couldn't figure out because nobody can figure it out.
Yeah, yeah.
So 40 minutes into this, we're looking at each other like, what are we doing?
You guys need
a hobby.
Go
to bed.
You guys need a hobby.
You know? It's like the mystery flavor Airhead.
Watch it. But we know what that is, though. You know
it's
what that is.
It's all like the leftovers.
It's just
right?
when it switches flavors at the end. So it's just the mix of the old flavor and the new flavor as the machine goes through. At least that's what I've been told. That's what I've been told. So.
So hey, if you can figure out it's like to me it was like citrusy. You should try it.
Yeah.
See if you can figure it out.
Yeah, I'll get in on that. But first, I'm going to do literally anything else.
It's at the bottom of the list.
You're on like your ninth video. Some guy in a tinfoil hat, like, look, man, it's the government that's putting flavors into our Mountain Dew used to control our mind. What?
It was at the point where we were watching this kid like slam this Mountain Dew. He had glasses on in his YouTube video, sunglasses, and this is going nowhere. What are we doing? You know what? Because we're all jacked up on just like two sips of Mountain
Dew.
That's
right. Yeah, you're all juiced up, man. You got that caffeine and sugar running through you. Mountain Dew!
It's like that guy that's like, it's like 5 a.m. He's all jacked up on cocaine, thinking about his life.
Planning out his next business venture. Like, just go to bed. Go.
Eventually comes to, like, what am I doing?
Go to bed, dude. Ace. Yeah, man, I used to chug Mountain Dew, problematic, and I still enjoy it, believe me, but I've switched to diet, like Diet Code Red. Oh, yeah, I'll get it on a road trip if I find it at a gas station, but I remember, like, coming in from, like, working out in the hot sun on the farm and not going for the water, going for Mountain Dew. Oh,
that's syrup.
My kidneys just struggling to keep me hydrated.
It's like Game Fuel, not like the new Call of Duty came out.
Doesn't that make you feel old, right? Because I remember when Code Red came out. Like, it was a big deal. Oh, it was a big... Now Mountain Dew has gone too far. I mean, there's so many different flavors of Mountain Dew. But back in the day, honestly, we just had Mountain Dew. And then, Code Red came out. And then a few other ones followed. But, I mean, that was a big deal, man. It was Game Fuel. You get that in a bag of Doritos.
Bag of Doritos.
You came in all night, son.
Yep. You gave it all night and get diabetes.
The most unhealthy meal you could have. Like, if I could pick one thing that, like, doctors would say, don't eat together, it'd be Doritos and Code Red Mountain Dew. Like, just don't. Like, don't put that in your body. But it's so good.
So good.
So good. Man.
There you go. Anyway, if you can figure out that mystery flavor, you let me know.
Or if you have literally anything else to do. Go for it.
Let me know that too.
You let me know. Yeah, I'm busy doing literally anything else, Hunter. All right. Anyway, we got to get to it. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy when it comes to getting your car, truck, SUV fixed up. Owner John Van Lanningham, his crew work on any maker model. They specialize in Asian import brands, but if you got a problematic vehicle, they're going to get you taken care of and back on the road quickly, cost-effectively. AIR, Advanced Import Repair. Well, breaking news, Keith Richards still alive. I think I forgot to mention that yesterday, so he's still good. Still going, Keith Richards. Nice. Also, it's kind of a slow news day, so I just got some little quick hits in your rock news. First, Aerosmith bassist Tom Hamilton has posted his well wishes to Motley Crue guitarist Mick Mars, who recently retired from touring. He says, quote, "What a trooper to keep going all these years through what he's been dealing with." Obviously, Mars has AS, a degenerative disease that affects the spine. Aaron Jones will release a single called Other Side on Friday. It's the follow-up to this summer's Filthy. Rush guitarist Alex Lifeson recently gave his friend, golf buddy, and fellow musician Tom Cochran, who you know as the performer of Life is a Highway. Life is a highway. Lunatic Fringe, one of my favorite Red Ryder songs. The Cultural Impact Award from the Canadian music rights organization SOCAN. Lifeson also performed Life is a Highway at the ceremony with Cochran and says doing so was, quote, truly a delight and way better than consistently paying Tom, known on the golf course as Big Doogie, his golf winnings. Lastly, the Jimi Hendrix 80th birthday celebration is set for December 4th at ACL Live at the Moody Theater in Austin. The lineup includes Band of Gypsies bassist Billy Cox, who played with Jimmy, Zach Wilde, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, and David Hidalgo.
It's a deep reference. Nobody knows.
I know, right? And Cesar Rosa of Los Lobos. Hendrix would have turned 80 on November 27th. Wow. Crazy, man.
Yeah, you got a lot there.
Yeah, just some quick hits for you. Some little tidbits for you. But
Life is a... I still play that song.
Life is a... No,
it's
wait,
a good wedding song.
Do you play the Cochran version, or do you play the... What's the...
Maybe...
The country version? I can't think of who sings that.
No, I play the Cochran.
Yeah, the Cochran version? That's the better version. The country one. Honestly, I'll be completely honest. I even hate that song. That's like one of the worst songs. I don't know why. Maybe,
really?
Maybe because, well, one, that country band, and why can't I think of, not Lone Star. Maybe it was Rascal Flatts. That's it. Maybe because Rascal Flatts, and it was everywhere. And then it was in the Cars movie, and I'm like, okay, I get it. They're Cars, Highway, okay. But yeah, I don't know. Like, every time I hear that song, I'm just like, woof. God, get out of here. Get out of here.
Woof.
Woof. Life is a highway.
Yeah, it's a good song. Yeah,
Maybe it's overplayed. Maybe it's not a bad song. It's just overplayed in my mind for now. Life is a highway. All right, I get it. You're going to ride it. It's a highway. We're going down the road. We're going down the road of life. I get it, Tom Cochran. Anyway. All right, that is your rock news. Let's take a look.
Being a turd.
I know. I'm just ripping on a very nice song. Like, that's that guy. But, hey, Lunatic Fringe with Red Ryder. Amazing stuff. Amazing stuff.
There you go.
Anyway. All right, that's your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history. Let's take a look at your rock history. See, it's awful. Oh, it's awful.
This day in rock history.
Again, kind of a light day in rock history, too. Going back to 1992, Keep the Faith by Bon Jovi was released. It was their first album in 5 years. I mean, that's it. I don't even think I could pick a song off of Keep the Faith.
Me neither.
Right?
To be honest with you.
Keep the Faith, studio album by Bon Jovi.
It's probably full of hits.
Bed of Roses, no. Keep the Faith. If I Was Your Mother. I don't know any of those.
Me neither.
That's 90s Bon Jovi. That's when his hair was like straight and it was more, I don't know. I prefer 80s Bon Jovi. That's what I prefer.
Give me the 80s.
Yeah, give me the 80s. I want teased aqua-netted hair and leather pants, not a black t-shirt and, you know, straight hair. Weird. Get out of here, 90s Bon Jovi. No one likes you. All right. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR. We'll be back.